Bruno Mars didn't have any gambling debt. Oh, John Mellencamp, who I really dislike, ended a show due to hecklers. We have the audio from that.
And she went, "It's just like you, buddy, to be a smart aleck when I'm talking to Jesus." And then it got real quiet.
I guess he's probably in his 70s.
He's got to be around that. Yeah. Give or take. Jay could find out for us.
Oh, John Mellencamp?
Yeah. I'm going to go with 71.
John Mellencamp.
That's I'll say 73.
Both of you are wrong, and one of you is over.
72?
He is 72 years old.
Wow.
You guys, you bookended
it. We bookended. I think we deserve a round of applause for that.
Please clap.
All right.
John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, then John Mellencamp.
Yeah. He's growing up, friends. 703 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You drive a car, it's always great to know. I've told the story from time to time, so you've heard it before, bear with me. It's just that when I had my first car, Dad told me, take it to Pete's Shell. Back in those days, gas stations usually had service bays and mechanics who could work on problems with your vehicle.
Yep.
And Pete was beloved by everybody in the neighborhood. In fact, last time I was in Chicago, that gas station was still there and still full service. But everybody trusted him because he played it straight. Good guy. Well, here, that guy is Don Duncan with Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire in three locations that would love to partner up with you in the ongoing maintenance of your car, whether it's something fundamental like an oil change and tire rotation, or something more sophisticated, diagnosis on a check engine light issue, whatever. Just pull into one of Don's locations, and if there's a convenience issue, like you need a ride to work or back to your house, whatever you do, just ask. They're happy to do it. They also offer wholesale price tires at all three locations and give a price that includes installation. So try them. I think you'll be very impressed with the appreciation you feel when you're there. And by the way, after they're done with whatever they do, they vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan. Serving you from Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison Street. Work downtown, it's perfect. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office. And then on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving Southeast Montgomery. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Traffic time and SRN News coming up next.
Well, we've been watching the cams around Montgomery this morning, and on the interstates, we're not really seeing anything that's going to slow you down. We do have a little bit of early morning traffic. Traffic is moderate to heavy in some spots at times through downtown Montgomery. Got a lot of cars still coming out of Wetumpka on 231. Troy Highway a bit active this morning, as well as Taylor Road. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jay.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
It's March 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of March, 1962, music legend Bob Dylan released his debut album. The album was titled
Oh, What's About Time?
And contained original songs such as
Definitely.
And
Everybody Makes a Song,
as well as the classic
I Can't Hang About Jesus.
Have a great March 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. State of Texas says it wants to do what the Biden administration will not do, enforce immigration law. That argument not sitting well with the Supreme Court, though, which has put the Texas law on hold. Some students of the U.S. Constitution are surprised by Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's remarks, voicing concern that the First Amendment could be used to rein in the power of government. Former President Trump's preferred candidate, Bernie Marino, has opened up a big lead in today's Ohio GOP Senate primary. There are primaries today in a half dozen states. Defense Secretary Austin vowing the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine's war effort against Russia. The defense secretary now in Germany for a meeting of the allies. The average Wall Street bonus was down a bit last year. It fell to $176,500. Stock futures lower on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 81. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Our annual song is back.
Yay!
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs. Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Back twice the zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Last year was the only year I got into it because Janelle's alma mater, FAU, shocked the country.
That was a shocker. Mm. And they went right down to the wire.
Yeah, they did. And it was a Saturday, and we're in a restaurant. She had just taken the job in New Orleans. And I actually cannot watch basketball because it's... 2 hours of squeaking shoes, and that just sounds like somebody's grinding up live mice. But it was her alma mater, so we were watching the game, into it, enjoying some incredible fried catfish. I forget the name of the place, though. It was really good. And, God, right at the last minute, they were ahead up until with a minute to go, and then they managed to give up the lead and lose the game.
Talk about a Cinderella story.
Yes, it was. And they're back in the tournament this year. All right, at that convenient time of 7-Eleven, we'll give you a little bracket help if you're filling out one of those things today. That's coming up right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
So last hour we got to freezing, and this hour we are sub-freezing. We are at 30 now at Prattville, Greenville, Montgomery. Is this the final freeze of the season? Well, tomorrow I've got us not quite as cold, but we'll still be in the 30s. So here's your forecast. Well below normal today, cool sunshine, high near 60, not as windy as yesterday. Clear, cold, I've got us around 36 first thing tomorrow morning. Frosty start to the day. Spring begins at 10:06 p.m. tonight, the vernal equinox. So it's still winter right now. Frosty in the morning, but then not quite as cool during the daytime hours, with a high near 70 tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, mid-40s Wednesday night, low to mid-70s on Thursday with more sun, scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday, no heavy rain this time though, and dry over the weekend. Right now this morning, it is 30 at MGM at 7:12.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, hope you don't need them today. In fact, they hope you don't need them anytime soon, but they're standing by to take care of you when you do need them. And let's face it, we all have things that come up, and some of us more than others. And that's why I've been a customer of Montgomery Paint and Body for, I want to say more than 35 years now. They used to be off the Eastern Boulevard in the Northeastern Boulevard, rather, before they moved to East Shirley Lane, which is also off the Eastern Boulevard. But they've been in the business for over four decades, and because they do things right, and it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that is certainly not the way they roll at Montgomery Paint and Body. It's attention to detail, a meticulous, dedicated, consistent, trustable. Tell your insurance agent that's where you prefer to have your car fixed, because that is certainly your choice. Attention to detail. I say that again. At Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W is their phone number. And tell them I sent you. They know me really well. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
All right, 7:14. A lot of folks filling out office brackets today. And I think this little clip will help those of you who really pay no attention to basketball but are going to be in the office pool. How to choose.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a 4 seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
I don't know what the hell they teach at Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
But yeah, they're in this thing every year,
We looked. They teach basketball.
We looked last year. I'll see if I can find out what Gonzaga does. We did check last year.
Okay. In the meantime, Menthol Meredith is here. It is Tuesday, and one of the big stories, especially like I'm following it, The Guardian, what the hell's really going on with Kate Middleton? And it certainly has intrigued Menthol Meredith, a heavy smoker who submits weekly commentaries to our show.
Well, everybody and their dogs wondering, oh, where in the heck is that Kate Middleman? Now, some of y'all are saying that William couldn't keep his scepter in his trousers, so Kate got out of there faster than a greased pig. Well, at least she acted all classy and crap and just went missing. Shoot, when I caught Skeeter getting it on with my ex-cousin Crystal in the Arby's walk-in freezer, I just slammed the door, locked their butts in the deep freeze, and cranked up the Skinner to drown out their screams for help. It's like the old saying goes, don't get mad, just give them hypothermia. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got tased at the rodeo over the weekend. Now, every time I blink, I hear a buzzing sound. Is that normal?
Normal is a totally different word in her universe, is it not? I do enjoy it. I mean, she's, you know what's cool about Menthol Meredith? She's just very upfront. This is me.
I just like that she knew we had a rodeo this weekend and she brought that up.
I didn't know she was here in town. You know?
I know.
Probably looking for some Bronco Buster out there. We are at 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Stay tuned for that next.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama is another step closer to having a state lottery. The House passed the gambling bill, but state senators took out sports betting and table games, leaving just the lottery standing alone. Now this revised gambling bill is headed back to the House. If the bill passes, it would be put on the ballot in September. Hyundai officials announced the company would begin offering child care subsidies to workers at their Montgomery plant. The payments would cover 25% of an employee's total monthly child care costs, up to $150 per month. The United Auto Workers recently announced a unionization push at the plant. An opening date of March 27th has been set for the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
I just got to tell you, I have a teaspoon of the new Bluebell ice cream. Yes. Gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is so good.
Mm.
It's on sale at Food Outlet for, was it $2.29 a pint? Let me just double check my figures here.
It's still all over the timeline.
Yes, and you'll have a chance to win a $20 food on a gift certificate coming up.
Don't lick the paper.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I just want to smash your face in.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 19th, Poultry Day. Listen up, turkeys. Don't cry foul. Get your ducks in a row and celebrate Poultry Day. Unless, of course, you're chicken. Have a pheasant day.
And now,
$20 is no paltry sum. It's coming up after
random facts.
Nice, on National Poultry Day. I love it.
It has nothing to do with random facts. I was just curious, have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
Butter on a Pop-Tart.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, butter just works.
You know. Yes.
I have never tried it, but I've heard it is really, really delicious. Butter on a Pop-Tart.
I don't doubt it. Pop-Tarts, by the way, are also on sale at Food Outlet.
Right, so is butter.
It's the best butter price you'll see anywhere, I'm telling you.
Yep. It's a better butter price.
If you want better butter...
Call Eddie Bader.
Buy it at...
Everything's better with Bader Butter. He needs to go into the butter business. Real estate does not work well for his alliteration. It needs to be Bader Butter.
Yeah, you're better with Bader Butter. Cost plus 10% of Food Outlet.
It was better than Bader Batter. So, did you know?
Or maybe better.
I hope he's listening. That was not what I was trying to think of. That's where I wanted his mind to go. I didn't want to say it, but that's where I wanted his mind to go.
That's why I'm here. I'll say it.
Did you know? Remember I said our random fact was going to be about a person in history, right? Well, here you go. He was a slave owner for much of his life, but after a friend took him to visit a school for black children, he wrote that African ignorance was not inherently natural, but came from a lack of education, slavery, and negative environments. And he also petitioned Congress to end slavery. That was Benjamin Franklin.
Man ahead of his time.
Really was. I still don't get Michael Douglas playing Benjamin Franklin.
Where was this?
Is that out?
It's not out. It's coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's not out yet. I think it'll probably be out once your Manhunt show is over with.
I got you.
Like, it's going to go Wings of... not Desire. What was it called? What was the Wings of... what was your air...
Masters of the air. Air.
Yeah. It's going to go Masters of the Air. When that's done, it's moving on to...
Manhunt.
Manhunt. And then I think after Manhunt's done, it goes into Franklin.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Masters of the Air was great.
Yep.
Did you know? Let's talk about the ghost blimp.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Ghost blimp. Ooh.
Would you like some appropriate ghost background music?
The L-8, also known as the Ghost Blimp, was a United States Navy L-class airship whose two-man crew disappeared over the Pacific Ocean on August 16th, 1942. The blimp eventually landed on its own near San Francisco, but nobody was in it.
Oh! That's kind of scary, believe me.
The Ghost Blimp.
It landed.
It landed itself, yeah. So, at some point...
That's before they invented auto blimp. That makes it twice as... Woo-hoo.
At some point, they lost contact with the blimp over the Pacific Ocean on August 16th, 1942. And at some, I don't know how long later, without the crew, it was only two people in it. But there was nobody in it when it landed.
That's really weird.
Yep. Did you know... I told you you'd like this about obituaries. Writers of obituaries have their own awards.
Oh, what are that? What are they called? Like, you
the
know,
bitches.
No.
There's no.
But
bitching.
It's very you know, dad joke esque.
Oh,
the Grimmies.
The Grimmies.
Yeah, not the Grammys. The Grimmies.
Okay, no takers. You can.
You can bet.
What do you judge an obituary writer on? And I didn't
lies.
Think that, I didn't think that was. I thought that was always written by the family. I thought the next of kin.
They can be.
Would be like, here's the obituary. It's survived by this person. This, like, they're so formulate. There's a structure to them.
Yes. Sure.
And they don't deviate from that. So I'm curious how you get a creative. How do you get a reward for writing an obituary when there's no. I don't know. I got to look this up now and find out how you. Maybe there's money there. I don't know. Did you know? David Bowie was so convinced of the uncommercial viability of his album Low that after its release, instead of going on tour to promote the new record, he just popped into Iggy Pop's band and was their keyboardist while they were on tour. Because he had no
expectations
of that doing anything.
Yeah. I wonder where Low came in as far as was it after Ziggy?
On that album?
Was it after Diamond Dogs? Was it before Young Americans? Was it after Young Americans? I wonder.
What is on that album? 1977.
77, so it's after Young Americans. Okay.
I don't see anything that... No, I don't see a hit on this one at all.
No.
Song called Speed of Life, What in the World?
Nah.
Yeah, Art Decade, Subterraneans, Weeping Wall.
Yeah, because Young Americans was more like the mid-70s.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything off of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, sticking with music, Glenn Miller? I should have done this one as a...
As a Montgomery connection.
Yeah, I should have done this as a quiz on this one. That dude had 24 top 20 songs... In 1938, or 39, I'm sorry. So 24 top 20 songs in 1938. In 1940, he had 38 top 20 songs. In 1941, he had 18 top 20 songs. And in 1942, he had 17 top 20 songs.
He used to play here on Christmas Eve at Maxwell. And then they lost his plane over the English Channel.
Well, actually, what they think happened is that they're... number of bombers were returning from a bomb run, and they dropped their bombs into the channel.
Oh, and they accidentally
hit his plane, was flying at a lower altitude. Yeah, they didn't see it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he was a big deal. We had, at our house, 78 RPM records, you know, from Mom and Dad, Glenn Miller.
Do any of you know who Barbara Morgan is?
I heard they were in the mood when it... What?
Barbara Morgan.
No.
No.
She fulfilled a mission that NASA had been in the works with since the 80s. And she finally fulfilled that mission in 2007 when she flew on Endeavour. Barbara Morgan was the backup astronaut to Krista McAuliffe, who died on the Challenger mission.
Wow, she's got to feel creepy. Just creepy, creepy.
She was also in a NASA chase plane that was following the Columbia whenever it broke apart.
Oh, gosh, February.
17 years later.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
She flew into space on Endeavour in 2007, fulfilling the Teacher in Space mission that they had been trying for since
Christian McCollum.
I wouldn't blame her. She was a little nervous.
Yeah, right.
Coming into that.
Well, not only that, the people that were with her are probably a little nervous.
Yeah.
Side random fact on that one, which we've done before, just a backup callback random fact, was that on that Challenger mission, Big Bird was supposed to be aborted as well.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Due to just the whole,
how do you explain
logistics
it?
Of doing that, they opted not to. But had they done it...
Can you imagine how little kids would have been...
Had they done that, good God.
Big Bird.
I understand that was, you'd lost a lot of human lives, and you're talking about, but you're talking about an iconic character of children all over.
How would they have handled that,
I mean, Sesame Street has not shied away from talking about death before. And they've done it in a very good way. In fact, they used Big Bird to explain death to children when, what was his name? He was the old store owner in Sesame Street. Mr. Was it Roper? That's Three's Company.
Yeah. Nobody cared when he died.
But anyway, when he died, Big Bird had to come to terms with that. He played the child, or Big Bird acts as a child. And so that was their tool to teach children, to have Big Bird try and question death. And that's how they explain that to children. Very educational way to do that, and extremely unique. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Romans and their dogs. We're going to talk about, the whole Marley clan. Bob, Ziggy, all of them. We're going to talk about the Marleys. Then we're going to talk about another Marley, but his name's Marlon, and his last name's Brando. So we have a random fact about him. We have a random fact about Susan Weaver, and I'll tell you who she is and what she's done, and a 12-year-old boy in Taipei. We'll tell you about what happened to him coming up on Random Facts.
All right. This morning, I was outside in the yard with the grill going, thinking,
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
At Rich Thomas.
Cooking steak.
Yeah. And it's pictured on my Facebook page. And I bought it like I get all of our meat at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And the meat prices there overall, not just a couple of specials every week, and they always have those, but you're going to find if you do some comparison shopping, you're going to save not only on meat, but everything in Food Outlet because it's cost plus 10 and some weekly specials. Today is Tuesday, so it's the last day. And by the way, I mentioned the Bluebell ice cream, that new flavor. The gooey butter cake ice cream is so good. It's available in pints at $2.33 each at Food Now. We rarely leave with the dessert, but man, all their flavors are awesome. But this new one, they've outdone themselves again.
Sinfully delicious.
Yes. Rump roast, $4.54 a pound, and chicken tenders, the big fat ones that you can get cut by the butcher at Food Outlet. The ones that are also the favorites because they're just such great 100% boneless breast of chicken that we share with our pooches. $2.26 a pound for those. So the dogs will be happy for weeks to come. Also at Food Outlet, Oscar Mayer hot dogs, $1.98 for the 1 pound package. That's regular or bun length. And Heinz ketchup, the stand on its head 20-ounce bottle, $2.63. Beverages, Dasani water is $3.60. That's for a 24-pack of Dasani water. And Sunny D juice, a full gallon, is just $2.64. That's at all three Food Outlet locations. Cost plus 10% pricing on everything in the store, with locations at 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, in Prattville on Main Street, west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. It is 7:33.
Well, we have been busy all morning, but we don't have any real major problems at the moment. Traffic is moving good. Just a lot of it out on the roads. I-65 and 85, very busy. All the feeder roads into Montgomery, 331, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. They are all very heavy this morning with traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll let you know if any accidents come your way. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey. You need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's March 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of March, 1962, music legend Bob Dylan released his debut album. The album was titled
Oh, Once Upon a Time,
and contained original songs such as
Infinity
and
Everybody Makes a Song,
as well as the classic
I'm Killing the Face of Jesus.
Have a great March 19th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
random facts.
He was making fun of Bob Dylan.
Is that what I did?
Hey, time for did you know?
The old you've seen it around yards and neighborhoods and things. Beware of dog.
Yes.
Sign, and usually there's a not at all threatening dog behind those.
I actually have a sign that says, warning, this property is protected by a Brussels Griffon. With my little widget and a gizmo face, black bearded candidate thing, Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, 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 gub.
But apparently ancient Romans had beware of the dog mosaics on some of their property.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. So that signage has been around for quite a while.
And it was a lot harder then, because you had to make that out of those little tiles.
I mean, that was a weekend project. You were like,
yeah.
Honey, I got to make the Beware of Dog sign today.
Yeah.
Bring me the tiles. Did you know the sons of Bob Marley, Ziggy, Damian, and Stephen, have won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album 11 times in the last 26 years?
Well, is there a lot of competition for that?
I don't know, but if you're going up against a Marley, you might as well just
most
hang
of the
it
reggae
up.
I've heard is on cruise ships. I don't think those bands are.
How many times in 11 years?
No, they've won it 11 times in 26 years.
11 times, okay.
Yeah.
26 years.
Did you know Marlon Brando once stated that Charlie Chaplin was, and I'm going to put quotes here, probably the most sadistic man? Those are his words. Marlon Brando, somebody asked him, what do you think of Charlie Chaplin? Marlon Brando says, probably the most sadistic man. He said this, that he had ever, the most sadistic man he had ever met, when he was working with him on a 1967 film called A Countess from Hong Kong.
Huh.
Which I am not familiar with. He went on to further state that
it probably sucked.
he further stated that Charlie Chaplin was, quoting again, was an egotistical tyrant and a penny pincher.
Hmm.
So what that sounds like to me is that Brando expected certain treatment on this film and did not get it. And so...
That could very well be the case.
I don't think...
Good thing Emily's not here.
Right? Yeah, yeah, she right. loved her some Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
You guys would be rolling around on the ground right now.
Do you know who Susan Weaver is?
Well, I know a Susan.
Yeah. But a Susan Weaver?
No.
That's because when she was 14 years old, she changed her name to Sigourney.
And now at last.
She took that name from a minor character in The Great Gatsby.
I once told Susan Woody, in space, no one can hear you snarl.
So, yeah, I didn't know her real name was Susan Weaver. I thought it was Sigourney. Although, honestly, like, Sigourney is a... I don't know any Sigourneys other than her.
Right, and that's not one of those names you would want to copy. It's just obvious.
There's only, yeah.
Yeah, there's one.
Did you know? Finally, here's your last one. A 12-year-old boy in Taipei, he was at an art exhibit there. He accidentally tore a fist-sized hole in a 17th century painting.
Ooh.
Worth $1.5 million.
Uh-oh.
He had stumbled as he was walking around, and as he started to fall, he put his hand out to catch himself, and it went right through a painting so he could balance himself. The artwork, however, was insured, and so the boy's family did not have to pay for the restoration costs.
But can you imagine having to explain that to your mother and father? What did you do, son?
I ruined a $7 million painting, Dad.
Wow.
Yeah, I get nervous when I walk into large museums that have open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
It's not behind glass or anything like that. It's actually just open and on display. I'm like, okay.
Well, what's going on?
Hands inside.
Weren't they throwing soup on Mona Lisa and all that?
They're throwing paint and...
Because we want the climate change now.
I don't get it.
Those are your random facts.
All right. We'll have our $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question coming up in just a moment. A word now for Brian Jewelry in Prattville. No matter what the occasion, even Easter coming up, check it out at Brian Jewelry. They can... to help you celebrate whatever the holiday, whatever the person. In fact, one of the things that's become very popular over the last couple of years are charm bracelets for especially retiring women who have amassed a variety of interests, and they can create or add charms to a bracelet that will tell their story around the wrist. Really, really beautiful stuff. If you are looking for something truly unique and you want to create it from scratch, they're professional jewelers. They've been making jewelry in addition to the things they bring in from some of the best names in the business at very competitive prices. Over three generations and seven decades, their work is flawless. When I go down to visit Goose for Easter, I will be bringing her a ring that I actually bought at Brian Jewelry over 10 years ago, brought it back for reconditioning in a new setting, and I sent her a picture of it, and she was just absolutely loved it. In fact, I have a wish list on the website, brianjewelry.com. You can learn so much about jewelry there, but take a moment, sign up for membership so that when you buy your first item that's $200 or more, you'll get $100 knocked off right there at the register. And there's all kinds of educational information in addition to the various lines that they carry at Brian Jewelry as well, like Allison Kaufman, Bahan, and Attapearl, and more. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. And again, find them online. Save that money at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Hey, before I get to that, and I'm probably going to ruin one of your backup questions, but I had to Google something. And I wanted to look up that obituary award thing.
The Grimmies.
There's a place called the Society of Professional Obituary Writers.
Oh.
Every 2 years, they have a convention called ObitCon.
ObitCon.
Can you imagine how they party there?
Yeah.
The awards look like headstones. They give out awards Best long form obit. In 2019, that went to the obituary of Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Written by somebody from the AP. Best short form obit, which is under 800 words, written by somebody from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Wow.
Best obit of an ordinary Joe or Jane. That went to somebody. Obituary Writer of the Year.
Wow, what a prestigious award. That's like the Pulitzer.
And then Tom Hawthorne of the Globe and Mail got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
What for obituary writing.
But don't give the name of the... Of
he
the
already did, but yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said I was probably going to ruin that as your backup, but I could not let this go by to let you know that there is an obit con.
You should still do the question.
Yeah, here is the question. This guy had 38... top 20 hits in 1940. Who was it?
272-9228. We've never gone this deep into the intro song.
Yeah, sorry.
272-9228. Win the $20 foot out of the gift certificate. Stick around for a backup question. Qualify for the grand prize drawing on Friday. 272-9228.
Traffic is very busy all over the area. We have an accident. East Boulevard just past Ware's Ferry. That's going to be right near Plantation Way. And also the 6500 block of the Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right out in front of the Walmart Supercenter near Zaxby's and Jim and Nick's. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Busy everywhere else. Got a lot of cars on the road this morning, but so far so good. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Spring is coming at Premier Place. After you do some shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Pro.
Okay, Skipper, thank you. It is 7:47, and I got to ask Jay which line I'm going to first.
You're
going
to go to number four first.
Okay, Sky.
Are you
Yes, sir.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I used to call a bunch, but I wasn't around for a while, but I'm back. You guys had actually invited me to come to the studio.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Do you have the answer to our question?
Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, one of the two.
Oh, no. No. No.
I'm sorry, but you will get a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing. Thanks for trying. Try again tomorrow. We'll be here.
Okay, so are either of them eligible?
No, and neither is that new caller either. They're not eligible. Let me look here to make sure.
So we need
we need somebody eligible
that hasn't won in the last 30 days.
And the question was?
The question was, this guy had 38 top 20 hits in 1940. And he also died tragically. And I think we have another caller here.
Let's see who we have here on the line.
Who's your name?
Hey, who's this?
Paul P.
Paul P. Is Paul P eligible?
I think he is. Let me look here and see if I got a Paul on my list. Paul P. P as in Paul, right?
P as in Paul.
Yeah. He's good to go.
All right.
So what's the answer? Who is this person that had 38 top 20 hits in 1940?
Glenn Miller.
Yes.
Good work. You won the $20 food outlet gift certificate. All right, we go to Darren next for a follow-up.
Hi, Darren, next for a follow-up. this award is given out at Obitcom every two years.
The Grimmies.
Yep, that's correct.
The Grimmies.
Yes.
Sorry, my dinger was a little bit delayed.
Yeah, well, it gets it.
Back, that happens. Shut up. Back up, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Your convoluted intro has had me wanting for poultry and butter, but I can tell you, the second intro, I couldn't understand a word you're saying. When you said butter up, though, I thought of the biscuit, man. That was the first thing I thought of.
Yep, indeed. Yep, April 9th is the first one.
There we go.
This Navy ghost blimp landed, but it landed empty. But where did it land?
It landed in where I left my heart, in San Francisco.
Oh, that's correct.
Good work, backup Steve.
Y'all take care.
All righty, you too. And J-Tom.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, hi. Sigourney Weaver's real first name is not Sigourney, it's...
Barbara?
No, sorry.
Sorry about that. All right, we're running a little bit behind schedule here, if you will. At 7:50, it's the first day of spring, but right now it's still technically winter, so you're off the hook on this cold.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So the actual official morning low this morning at MGM was 29. So, a cold start. We thought we'd get to freezing or close to it, and we got to 29. So well below normal today with cool sunshine. Not as breezy as yesterday with a high temperature near 60. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36 by dawn. So a frosty start tomorrow morning. Spring officially begins at 10:06 p.m. tonight. That's the vernal equinox. So tomorrow after that cold start, not quite as cool during the daytime hours. Near 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, mid-40s on Wednesday night, low to mid-70s on Thursday with more sun, and scattered showers return Thursday night into Friday, followed by a dry weekend. Right now, this morning, it is at the top of the hour here. It was 30 at Greenville, Prattville, and Montgomery at 7:51.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Got a pretty good lineup of Morning Maroon nominees coming up next hour. And we have a guest dropping by, one of our newer teammates in the sport of free speech and talk radio. That's one case yesterday that really troubles me. And I didn't like what I heard from Ketanji Brown about the St. Louis situation where government, should they be allowed? And to say the First Amendment is getting in the way of government power, that's the whole idea, is to curtail government power. This country was founded by people that wanted less government power, not more. And that one doesn't go our way. It scares the hell out of me to think how they could abuse that one. Right now, though, we're going to turn to happier thoughts and Jay Scott with the Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a $20 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro coming up next hour. Not sure how we're going to do it, but we're going to give away one, and you can use that to go over to the Seafood Bistro once you pick it up. And, God, you can pick anything off the menu you'd like, really. The shrimp and grits, maybe you want the wings, the Seafood Monica pasta as well. Days like this, you probably want the red beans and rice, or the Seafood Gumbo, something real nice and warm going down like that. You also got their po' boys. The boil bags are great. Oh, man. You want to change the smell of your whole entire car, house, office? Take a boil bag back with you from there, and you will be the envy of the office. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located, right over here by the radio station. 279-7500 is their number. Go online to look at all this food. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Pictures of every item right there if you'd like it. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered or just to order ahead so you can go by and pick it up. They're pretty quick with getting it ready for you. It will not take long once you put that order in for them to have it ready to go there. The boil bag, the po' boys, the salads, the appetizers, the platters, all the different kind of side items, the wings and the specialty items, they're all ready for you there at the Seafood Bistro. Online, theseafoodbistro.com, and do not forget, like and follow them on Facebook.
At 7:54, time for the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Americans applied for mortgage credit in greater numbers over recent months, even as they faced greater headwinds in getting those loans, according to new data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. NASDAQ, which lists shares of some of the biggest U.S. tech companies on its exchange, said it had resolved a technical glitch that affected trading for more than 2 hours before Monday's open and that all systems were back up. The company did not give details about the severity of the problem. Workers at Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee assembly plant are seeking an election to join the United Auto Workers Union, setting up a critical test for UAW President Sean Fain's unprecedented campaign to expand the union's reach to foreign-owned automakers in the southern United States. Oil prices climbed about 1% to a four-month high on Monday on lower crude exports from Iraq and Saudi Arabia and signs of stronger demand and economic growth in China and the U.S. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at HealthWise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. HealthWise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
It's the best sale of the season at Kafka's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Kafka Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This has gone viral on the YouTubes.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your get sprung, 'cause you noticed that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Love drunk off my arm. What you gonna do with all that S inside them jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hum, my hum, my hum.
Dang, it is.
That's really good.
I was, what is this? So I have to do it because the thing I was looking for I could not find. On News Talk 93.1 FM, who wants to talk about 15 things you might miss from when we were kids?
Yeah, sure. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of, and maybe you can add your own to the list. Like not having to pay for anything. That's one of the benefits of kiddom.
Oh, sure.